Driving through Hearn last week, and there amid the businesses and the fast food restaurants, a sign caught my attention that simply said HOPE. I U-turned, and on a closer look, I saw that it stood for Handfuls on Purpose Enterprises, a place where there is hope for all God's creatures. HOPE is a no-kill adoption and rescue center for animals, and its executive director, Elizabeth Neerdick, really means it. All animals.
We've done buzzards and horses, and we've done ducks and chickens and you name it. Right now, we only have dogs and cats.
HOPE keeps its doors open by the generosity of others and then some.
We are done strictly by donations.
Right.
We do not get city, state, or federal funding.
Right.
So everything that you see here is done by donation. You know, it's all God's doing. He has provided every bit of this.
And what HOPE does with those donations is pretty amazing, really.
What we do is we rescue abused, neglected, any kind of animal, really. And what we do is we take them, we get them taken care of. We have a vet. We get everybody spayed and neutered when they're old enough. We keep their shots going, flea medicine, heartworm medicine, everything. They're taken care of exactly like you would your pet. The only difference is I don't have television here for them.
Now, HOPE only brings in more animals when they have room for more animals. There's no euthanization here. And when they adopt to the right people. The animals' lives become better.
We are non-kill. We will not put an animal down, especially to bring another one in. The only way we can do that is if somebody gets adopted to a home that can give them what we can and better. We are not going to take an animal and just give it to somebody or place it in a home and set it up for failure.
Yeah, that's right. HOPE will keep an animal there and care for that animal rather than give it the wrong home. They've had animals there the entire 11 years they've been in business.
They have never been adopted, and they will stay here until the angels call. We will have no part in putting anybody down for just space issues or because nobody wants to adopt, and that's not the way it works here at HOPE.
Elizabeth Neerdick is the executive director. I ask her, how did she develop the passion for this? It's a family thing.
I think my dad, he was a big animal lover. Pastor Bird and I co-founded HOPE. We take care of Five County, and there's just a huge lack of control. There is too many animals that are just let go or not wanted, and they just reproduce into more animals that nobody wants. And so our goal is to give them a safe, loving home, if not with a family, then with us.
She mentioned Pastor Bird. That's Pastor Kenneth Bird, the co-founder of HOPE. Lindsay Burns is the vet tech for HOPE, takes care of the animals. And if you want to see about adopting an animal or just go by and look at the animals that they have, they're there every day of the week, but even when they're not there, it's open. You can go in, you can look at the pups, you can look at the kittens. They're located right there on Market Street. That's Highway 6 in Hearn. 1309 Market Street is their address. And they do have a website. It's HopeRescueCenter.com. If you're the right person to adopt from HOPE, go by and see them. Their address is 1309 Market Street, right there, the main street in Hearn. And thank you to Elizabeth Neerdick for what you do. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.